Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Donnie Football tells me he thinks that Mahler's child, Mahler's son, the wonderful Chris Mahler and Alex Mahler, is going to be, the name is going to start with a vowel.
Oh? He's got inside information?
He thinks he has inside intel, but that's all he knows.
Now, vowels, that's A-E-I-O-U, right?
Sometimes Y.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Y.
That West Virginia education
paying
off.
What about Axel? And then it would be like an Alex.
Oh, you'd have the yeah. That's
Axel
good.
Axel Mahler.
Yeah.
It's not bad. That's badass is actually what that is.
It's not the worst name in the world. What is that? That's not an anagram, is it? I don't know. It's one of them grams.
Insta?
No, it's not Insta. It's
oh,
something.
You mean when you mix the letters up?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an anagram
is
of
an
Alex.
Anagram? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then you could go Axel and Alex. Axel is my guess. Because there's AXL, like Axel, but AXEL I'm going.
I got you.
Axel.
So
Axel
an anagram Mahler. Of my name would be Madiva.
And Axel Mahler.
Yes.
Is strongly German, right? I mean, let's go. Axel Mahler. That's
Lennox and Axel together, too.
And plus there's an X in each of the kids' names.
Yes.
Axel Mahler. That's my new guess. I'm going Axel Mahler. That'd be something. That'd be something if I'm right. Fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. Rob Manfred, you know your commissioner sucks. I'll just say this. When your commissioner has to, in the last 48 hours, he came out pretty much with a statement within an interview saying, just so you know, I don't hate fill in the blank of the sport that I'm the commissioner of.
Right.
He had to pretty much issue a statement that said, I don't hate baseball.
And when there's a big like personal profile done on you by a national reporter,
right.
and that's the first question, the lead sentence, do you hate baseball?
Right. No, I don't hate baseball. The fact you even have to get that out of the way is mind-numbing. Nonetheless, three things he says that pretty much are coming to baseball, or that he wants to. He wants to expand to 32 teams. Hmm. Why? Just move Tampa to Vegas. So there's that. He wants a pitch clock. And by 2024, automation, i.e. robot umps. Discuss. Crowley, you go.
This whole pitch clock thing, it works in the minors. So bring it up here. It's cutting off like 20, 25 minutes from these games, which is huge. My thing is, though, the way you fix, quote-unquote, baseball is with a salary cap, which is never going to happen. But baseball is inherently boring. That's the problem. You can shave 25 minutes off a game. People in my generation and younger, the game itself is slow. You still have to throw a ball. It's not going to be put in play all the time. Then you're going to have to wait around a little bit. The game itself is slow. It's not just the time of the game. It's the game itself doesn't move as fast as basketball, doesn't move as fast as the NFL, doesn't move as fast even as lacrosse, even as fast as soccer, which there's always action going on. I think that's baseball's biggest problem, and you can never fix that.
Well, and the thing that has led to that has been the guys step out of the box after every pitch. Pitcher takes a walk around the mound after every pitch. That's the kind of stuff that a pitch clock helps adjudicate.
It does, but the game itself, the ball's still not going to be put in play enough in modern-day baseball for me to make the game itself a fast game.
See, I don't have a problem with the pitch clocks. I've grown to a level of acceptance with that. I certainly embrace the idea of automated strike zones, given some of the work we saw Angel Hernandez do last weekend firsthand. The elimination of the shift is one of the things that came up in this list of items.
Just hit it somewhere where they ain't.
Well, you know what? If a manager wants to put all seven fielders out in the right center gap and have them sit down and spread a blanket on the ground and have a picnic, I don't care. That's his choice. And it doesn't... And then, like you said, drop a bunt down the third baseline. It's just... That, to me, is stupid. And that's artificially trying to fix the one of the big problems with the game, which is guys don't care if they strike out 200 times now. They don't care about putting the ball in play. They just want to hit dingers.
Yeah, Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. That's Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. I'm all in on a pitch clock. All in. You know, they tore down Yankee Stadium. They sure as hell can put a clock in baseball mm-hmm. if they have to. This notion of these old-timers that are so married to tradition, and that's the way we've always done it. Okay, well, that's the way you've always done it is why my kids don't want to watch a baseball game on television. Some things need to change and need to be changed. And if you don't change it, then you're going to lose this sport forever, I think. It's boring as hell.
Cut the season down, too. If you're going to make the games faster to where they're not over 3 hours, if they become 2.5, 2:45, I think that's a hugely positive thing. But also, the time commitment isn't just in a night. It's, to me, a time commitment over months and months and months, having to watch something 162 times if you're a diehard.
And if you're going to expand this thing, make sure it's in a good spot before you decide to expand it. Like, I think we could all agree baseball needs to get itself healthy. The game at the major league level needs to get to a point where it's attracting more fans than it's driving away before you decide you're going to add two more franchises.
Now, Mahler chimes in on his own kid's name. Okay. He's on Twitter today. He got more important things to do.
Yeah.
I put all this out there. He just writes back, Ron Cook Mahler. No. He's
obviously not sleeping.
No, he's not. He's out there. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Speaking of pronunciations and words and things, there's a texter that won't relent, and I love this. 412-928-9370. They texted yesterday, maybe the day before, a couple times, because they didn't text today because McAtee is not doing the traffic. This person is deeply interested, and again, it was the past couple days, maybe even been last week a couple times, about how Greg McAtee, when he does the traffic, some roads are route and some roads are route. He'll say Route 28, but Route 8.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, no.
I absolutely do the same. I think we've had this conversation before. What is that, though? Why do we do that?
It's just the way you're, like, growing up in Baldwin, the South Hills, it was Route 88 and Route 51.
Uh-huh.
That's just the way. That's the way everyone else said it growing up. So that's how I said it. If I said Route 88 or did it the other way around, you know what I mean? It would sound stupid in my ears.
I will never ever say Route 28. I'll always say Route 28. So it's just like that. I'll always say Route 8, not Route 8. I would never say Route 8. Where's Route 8? That's somewhere in upstate New York. Route 8. It's Route 8.
I hate to be this guy. I think if you say route, you sound like a moron.
Yeah? Tell me more.
Yeah, not you, Mac, because you do both, but I just think route sounds like crick. Like, it's creek, it's not crick.
It's Ian-zerific.
It's route, it's not route. There's a guy I used to work with that would say, oh, Marcus Wheaton just ran a 9 route. What? Well,
no, here, see, what? Here's,
no, right, that's
the one place.
A route.
Like, route and route on roads, I get it. Everybody says them differently. But no one talks about a nice post pattern as a route. You didn't just run a route. You ran a route.
Wait, hold on. So somebody used to say a 9 route?
Yeah, that was a great button hook route right there.
What?
Tremendous drag route.
No, you made that up.
Right.
That I would really never did. Make that up.
Jeez. All right, back to the baseball. Baseball boomers would rather see the sport die with them than see it flourish with and gain new fans. That person's dead right about that. Absolutely right about that. Old people crying that we can't change things because that's how we've always done it is what's holding back hockey from gaining any sort of traction, too. You're dead right. And this whole thing about people apprehensive about baseball changes, it gets me. It gets me. But the one thing I don't like, what does an expansion to 32 teams solve? Do we already have enough teams and maybe too many teams in Major League Baseball? I don't know if we need more markets. I think we just need the right markets.
Yeah, you may be right. I mean, there are places that would love to have baseball right now that would probably do a good job of supporting it, or at least a better job of supporting it than, say, they're doing in Oakland or Tampa right now. You know, we've talked about Montreal before, Vegas. Nashville is an up-and-comer lately, even Charlotte. I mean, those are all places I think that could support another major league team. I think about it more in terms of, yeah, I get it. It's going to be an infusion of money because people pay expansion fees, and then there's probably going to be, more higher rights fees. But is anybody really going to pay more to broadcast baseball if people still aren't watching baseball, whether there's 10 teams or 32?
I really don't want to see it unless it's in a smaller market. I mean, I don't want another team that can just come in and outspend the Pirates from a selfish standpoint. Of Vegas, where they're going to be selling out, because even if they don't have a rabid fan base, you've got a lot of transient folk that are going to come and watch their teams play, and then they're going to be able to spend a lot of money.
So where? Nashville or Charlotte?
Yeah, give me Nashville. Give me Nashville or Portland. I mean, you could put one in Montreal. Montreal's not a huge metropolitan area.
Montreal is they failed to support him once. What's gonna keep them from falling out of love with it again?
Yeah,
that's true.
You know,
especially given the state of the game, which is why I always come back to that.
But the pitch clock. What good argument is there against the pitch clock? What good argument is there about condensing the game and making it more watchable?
There isn't one. Other than it's baseball, it's untimed.
But here's the thing: it is. The college game has a pitch clock, right? The minor league game, not the college game. The minor league game has a pitch clock. If people come through and it's a whole wave of guys that have been minor leaguers and they're accustomed to it, then I don't understand any argument. Because one thing, like, I do understand the argument if you throw people right into something and they've never done it before. But if you have then prepared them all through the minor leagues, I just don't understand what argument would ever make sense against it then.
It's the worst argument in anything, in politics, in life. Well, it used to be that way, thus it should remain that way.
That's just the way we do things. There's never been a designated hitter in the National League. Why would we do that? Over that hump.
Yeah, let's just live with polio. We've always had it. Smallpox, we don't need a vaccine.
Yeah,
forget about it.
We're good. Anyway, like I always say to people, too, they tore down Yankee Stadium. They did. They tore down Yankee mm-hmm. Stadium. They're putting a – think of this, too. They're putting – I saw the renditions the other day. They're putting a sports book inside Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Just think of it contextually on where we were 10 years ago, 12 years ago, with how awful betting on sports was in the state of Illinois. And now they're putting a sports book inside Wrigley Field.
Plus 500 on Tinkers to Everest the chance.
Yes. I mean, come on. Some things just need to move forward, and it's okay if they do. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Peters Township, visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Our friend Andrew Petcash, he joins in just a little bit. The intersection of sports and business, we talked to him about all of that. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and I remind you that Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing are the experts that handle any type of plumbing problem or clogged drain inside your house. But if your downspouts are clogged and you got a soggy yard, that's no good. Their licensed professionals can solve those problems for you, too. They'll clear out those downspouts so it doesn't lead to bigger problems. There's probably a truck right now in your neighborhood, close by. They're ready to get in there. Go to armstrongcomfort.com to book an appointment online today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports, it often intersects business, especially in this day and age with social media and everything just clashing right through the middle of it. And we welcome in our friend who has got a firm foothold on all of that, Andrew Petcash. He joins. You can find his work on Twitter. You can also find his work on our pages. He writes a wonderful, wonderful column a couple times a week. Andrew, hello to you. How you doing?
Colin, good morning, brother.
Good morning to you. You had something fascinating. We were exchanging texts, all of us were. And you said the value and the worth in a coaching tree. And you had an NBA great in Popovich, and then you had Mike Tomlin, who is a lot of people consider a really great NFL coach, but he's devoid of that coaching tree. Why don't you enlighten me on this a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in coaches and how you evaluate them, especially at the professional or college level, is do your assistants turn into competitors? And yesterday, Will Hardy, he got announced to be the Jazz's new head coach in the NBA, and that now makes Greg Popovich have 8 current NBA coaches that have worked under him. So to me, that means he's a really good coach. And then you look at Bill Belichick, he's done the same. He has, I think, about 10 coaches now. I mean, you think of Josh McDaniels, actually Nick Saban coached under him, and then Saban has a bunch all throughout the SEC. And his record is like 30-2 versus them. But then you go to our boy Mike Tomlin, and his coaching tree 0-0. He hasn't had one former assistant coach hired as a head coach anywhere. And to me, that says a lot about just kind of how you develop guys. And that's what it's all about, in my opinion, on a winning program, college or pros.
Well, what do you think has led to that over the years? Why do you think Mike Tomlin hasn't developed those kind of guys? Because we've seen lots of guys come in who just, I don't want to say hit cruise control, but they remain Steelers assistants for the rest of their career.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just kind of holds the reins and manages over them. And he kind of is still in control, like as we saw last year a lot, especially on the defensive side. Where Nick Saban, Popovich, Belichick, these guys, they really let their assistants run stuff, and they just kind of oversee it at the top and keep everyone in line. I think that's a major reason for it. But I think the coaching tree, at least in my opinion, is a major testament to how good of a coach you are. And I think we could all sit here and say Popovich, Belichick, and Nick Saban are all good coaches.
Andrew Petcash, he joins us. He talks about when sports and business collide. Oh, do you have any quantification or any numerics on what you think or how long you think that Mike Tomlin will be the coach here in Pittsburgh, or why it'll be long, or why it'll be only another cycle or so?
I think he's got some more years in him for sure. I hope this year we turn it around defensively. Obviously, we have the talent. I think offensively will be much tougher, as you all talk about a lot. But we'll see. I think he's got a few more years in him for sure. But I think eventually they'll have to make a decision if they don't start winning here quickly.
Andrew, I saw the story a couple days ago. This quarterback that committed to play for Mario Cristobal down in Miami is reportedly, Jaden Rashada, is reportedly going to get somewhere around a $9.5 million NIL deal to play for the Hurricanes. One, is this rapidly spiraling out of control? Is this still a good thing for college athletics? And two, can the University of Pittsburgh, for example, continue to compete with that kind of, for lack of a better way to put it, endowment?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is all, in my opinion, not good for college sports, in the sense that there's nothing wrong with some of these guys getting paid and getting paid a lot of money, even, I guess, $9.5 million. But to, like, have it publicly announced, I think, is really bad for the sport, puts a lot of pressure on these guys. And, I mean, like Texas A&M, they reportedly raised $30 million for their guys, but they've kept it quiet, their boosters and their collectives. Pitt, I mean, I think they definitely can compete. I don't think it's all about just basically what I say is, like, auctioning for players and trying to pay them the most, which is what happened here with Jaden Rashada. And it's more so about keeping your guys and taking care of all of them and making more equal deals. There's a school in the Big 12 that I won't say who, but they are getting every – if you're a senior on the football team, you're getting $30,000 a year. If you're a junior, you're getting $25,000. And they do this through, like, deals with local businesses, camps. So you're taken care of.
Well, stop right there for a minute. Stop right there for a minute, Andrew. At what point, then, does that model not work because a senior says, well, I'm getting $30,000 a year. I'm the quarterback. Well, what about this guy? This guy just covers kicks, and he's a scrub. Is that model going to work?
Yeah, and that's just from, like, the team side. Mm-hmm. So they're just trying to, like, keep it all equal to say, hey, this is what we've set up for you camps, coaches, this program. But that has nothing to do with outside endorsement, social media. So there's still going to be guys that, you know, make a million. But it's like, hey, you know, our football program, we kept you all equal, just like it basically was before NIL, like almost exactly 1 year ago now.
Are we still naive to think, as I was never, I never, ever, ever, believe this. Why did the NCAA go into this and think it wasn't going to be a recruiting tool? Like, coaches walk into living rooms and tell kids X amount of dollars is on the table with NIL. And that's illegal, right?
It technically is illegal. I actually got in an argument with a lawyer on Twitter about this the other day. And it's like, I said every Power 5 school program is doing it, especially football and basketball. And he disagrees with me, but I mean, I don't know what the NCAA was thinking. I thought no one would find these collectives and that donors would be smart and find ways to, like, create their own shell companies that, like, serve as, like, businesses and then pay guys out of it in more of, like, a contract term, but it's considered an endorsement. So we'll see kind of what the NCAA does. I mean, it's 1 year in and they haven't done anything.
Andrew Petcash. Andrew, we thank you so very much. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. He's great. Really great. You know, you got to get him on that 3-on-3 team whenever you're playing basketball. Our Jam Fest that's happening August 6th at North Park. Former Division I player, Andrew was. So that's a guy you want on your squad.
Yeah.
You won't lose. You will not lose. You'll at least make the finals, that's for sure. But big thanks to Andrew for sure. Dan Rosen, NHL Network. He joins next after I tell you about Hampton Beer Outlet. Oh, yeah. It is a holiday weekend, right? You need to get...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The great stuff. Here's what you need to do. Hit Route 8, get to Hampton Beer Outlet, supply and stock up for your party. Bud Light, Coors Light, 30-pack cans, $19.99. Do you hear that? Like, you're having a party, having a bunch of people over. They want those 30-pack cans. $19.99, Coors Light, Bud Light. Those are your party beers right there. They drink Keystone Light, maybe Natural Light or Natural Ice. 30-pack cans, $14.99. Hampton Beer Outlet is great. They got all the local crafts. You get in there, you can mix and match. You can build your own six-pack. And something about Hampton Beer Outlet, you don't hear this about beer stores all the time, so I'm going to tell you because I'm a customer there. They're going to help you out to your car. They're going to meet you with a smile. It's fresh. It's bright. It's clean. The aisles are wide, very wide. It's just wonderful. It's a pleasant place. It's like a big beer superstore. You don't get that everywhere. You get that at few places, actually. And again, I'll tell you what you get at few places. 30-pack cans, Coors Light, Bud, and Bud Light for $19.99. Hampton Beer Outlet, Route 8 in Hampton. Dan Rosen, NHL.com, so pleased to be joined by him. And he jumps on as the as June turns into July. We're talking hockey, but that's what we do around here. Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Good, guys. What's going on? How are you?
We're great. Apprehensive, I think, is the best way to look at the Penguins because of what's happened in the playoffs and also what's going on contractually. So what is going on contractually, particularly with Evgeny Malkin? Does anybody know?
No, I don't know that anybody has any firm grasp on that right now. It's kind of interesting that, when it gets to this point where you're now less than 2 weeks away from free agency opening up and you've been off for a while, you know, like they were eliminated a while ago and he's still unsigned and Letang is still unsigned or any free agent. I mean, you want to go Philip Forsberg, you want to go Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, we can go down the list. That's when I get to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't know if it's going to happen. Now, they could do – remember Steven Stamkos a number of years? He went pretty much up until almost the deadline to where he could become a free agent, and then eventually he signed with the Lightning. He kind of – but that was during the interview period when we had that. We don't have that now, so – I don't know. I'm leaning towards the fact that, you know, at least one of these two guys for Pittsburgh is not going to be there anymore, and perhaps both, and perhaps it's time, too. You know, I mean, I know that's hard to say, but perhaps it is time not to rebuild, but to reload in a different way when you still have a three-year window with Sidney Crosby, and Sidney Crosby is still at the, you know, the top of his game. And they haven't won a playoff series since 2018. Maybe now is the time.
Which of these two, Malkin and Letang, Dan, in your opinion, are they more equipped to survive the departure of?
Malkin, because they have Crosby. and I say, you know, because they don't have another Letang.
Right.
You know, like they're and here's the other thing. It's really hard to find a Chris Letang on the open market or in a trade. Teams don't typically get rid of top defensemen. Teams don't typically trade top defensemen. And that is what this guy still is. I mean, he's coming off a terrific season. And, you know, he's 35. I get that. you know, but he's coming off a great year, and he seems to, I mean, knock on wood with Chris Letang and his history, he seems to be healthy, you know? Whereas Malkin's coming off of a down year, coming off of the major knee surgery, and maybe a full year of training, a full off season of training will do wonders for him and bring the power back in his game. But that was, we can all admit that the power in his game was lacking this season, and maybe it was because of the surgery and overcoming that. But, you know, there are other guys out there. I think of a Nazem Kadri, just won the Stanley Cup. He's a center, could play number two behind Sidney Crosby. You know, younger than Malkin, maybe a little bit more healthier than Malkin at this point in his career. And, you know, so I you asked me the question, who could they survive? Be harder to survive without Letang than it would be without Malkin, just because there's more replacement opportunities for a guy like Evgeny Malkin than there is a Chris Letang.
With your knowledge of the Fenway Sports Group, Brian Burke and Ron Hextall, if they miss out on one or both of Chris Letang, or they just don't get something done, do you think, like you just alluded to, are those three individuals, entities, committed to making a splash to try to keep the cup window open?
Well, I think so, because they have to see the opportunity here with three more years of Sidney Crosby, a young goalie still in Tristan Jarry, who's coming into his own. You still got Rust. You still got Gensel. You've got a lot of pieces here that can really make for a good team, and you've got one of the best coaches in the world, in my opinion. I think the absolute world of Mike Sullivan and what he's able to accomplish, you know, with at times, you know, not as many resources as some other teams, right? Because of injuries and whatnot. So I don't think the Fenway Sports Group bought the Pittsburgh Penguins to rebuild. They understand that number 87 is a moneymaker, and you got to keep the money flowing in, right? And Brian Burke, Ron Hextall, they have to be on board with that. They didn't take over to lose. They didn't take over to put their fingerprints on a franchise by rebuilding it. Not with, you know, a generational all-world, world-class, whatever you want to call him, talent. And Sidney Crosby's still there at the top of his game. So I think if they don't bring Letang back or they don't bring Malkin back, it's not because they want to rebuild. It's simply because they want to go in a different direction to try to win differently next year.
Here's the thing, though. Going into the season, right, maybe even halfway through the season, one of the questions that needed to be answered that everybody thought would get answered was, well, win, lose, or draw, at least you find out what Tristan Jarry is in the postseason. We didn't even find that out. Yeah. That kind of sucks, because now you don't know what Jarry is still in the postseason, Dan.
You don't. I mean, he got in one game, and he played pretty well. I mean, I got to give him credit there. You don't, and that's the hard part about it. But you know what he is in the regular season, and he's getting more and more experience at that, and you got to go with it. I mean, he's your guy, right? You're not going to change that because he hasn't had an opportunity, didn't get a real opportunity this year to play and prove himself in the playoffs. It does kind of put a damper on it. I got to tell you, I mean, if he had an opportunity to prove himself in the playoffs, they might have been playing beyond the first round, you know, like that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. But that part stinks, but you're going to go with it. You know, he's going to be your guy, and you got to trust that he's going to be as good as he was this past season and hope to stay healthy. And maybe you'll learn a few lessons along the way of rests versus how often you play and all that stuff. Although I don't think that had anything to do with his injury. It was unfortunate. It really was unfortunate. He wasn't alone. I mean, Freddie Anderson went down, UC Saros went down, and those teams struggled to survive as well. I mean, the Rangers beat the Penguins without Tristan Jarry, and they beat the Hurricanes without Freddie Anderson.
Building off of Colin's question about Tristan Jarry, though, Dan, and since I'm in possession of a 412 area code and I am a hockey fan, I'm required to ask this. Marc-Andre Fleury, there. I didn't even ask a question. I just said a name.
I don't see that happening. Not with Tristan Jarry there. I understand it, you know, the sentimentality of it, and how much Marc-Andre Fleury means to the Penguins in Pittsburgh and how much he adores Pittsburgh. But Marc-Andre Fleury is 37 years old now, and he wants to go win again. And he wants to be the guy to do it. And I don't think he wants to walk into a situation where he wouldn't kind of be looked at as the guy to do it. And I don't know what the Colorado Avalanche are going to do right now. They're the Stanley Cup champs. They're parading this cup through Denver today, and they earned it. But they have 9 unrestricted free agents that were playing in the Stanley Cup final, and one of them is Darcy Kuemper. And if they don't want to, if Darcy Kuemper is going to want too much term, they may very well turn to a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury and say, "Here's 2 years. Let's go win the cup 2 more times."
Dan. You know?
And he might be able to do it. So I believe, was one of those teams, Colorado, if they were in the market for a goalie at the trade deadline, that Fleury was kind of looking at and saying, "I go there." And why wouldn't you? You know. But I don't see a reunion in Pittsburgh with Tristan Jarry there as the number one.
Fabulous stuff. As always, Dan, we appreciate it. And we will talk to you as we drive into free agency a little bit more and as we get into the season. Thank you much, Dan.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Great, great stuff. I love that perspective from Dan. NHL.com. He's one of the best to do it, that's for sure. Doug Farrar, USA Today, NFL editor. He joins at 9, rooting for, rooting against in just a couple minutes. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's card of the week. The General, he'll bring it to you. A baseball card castle and cranberry contest. You can check out all the details on our website, 937thefan.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Top of the hour. Who do we have on top of the hour? USA Today, right?
Doug Farrar.
Yeah, I was making you say it. We're pronouncing his name correctly?
Farrar, I think.
Like Ferrari without the last syllable.
That's it. That's right.
Farrar. Ferrari. Ferrari. Farrar. Farrar.
Farrar.
Remember when that crazy doctor called Sidney Crosby a Ferrari?
That's right.
Remember when Jim called the one guy, Mark Ross, just the absolute wrong name? He called him Randy.
Randy Moss.
Like 3 different questions. He was so Randy.
Baby.
Uh-huh. He said he had him mixed up with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
But not Randy Moss, the receiver.
No.
Randy Moss, the guy
the
who
horse bald,
the horse
guy.
Racing
the bald white
guy.
Yeah.
Yes. And Mark Ross is not a bald white guy either.
No. That's
he, had it, he just had it wrong all the way around. We saw Jim yesterday. That was very nice.
It was.
I liked seeing
He's
Jim.
He's excited for his party.
Yes, and then he went out to the Fuhrer Invitational and talked to Mike Van Sickle and Justin Moose. I sent a message to Justin Moose. He said he just wrote back a goat emoji. Jim equals goat emoji. He loved Jim. He loved talking to Jim about golf yesterday, so there was that. Why don't we get to – oh, and by the way, we just got an email. There is some really interesting stuff from Albert Breer on Deshaun Watson. We'll get into in the next hour.
Yeah, I was just listening to that. That's why I was late walking back in. It is very interesting, the dynamic between the NFL and this judge right now.
Yes, at about 9:32, we'll get into that because we also have to take care of the 9 o'clock hour, naming Mueller's kid.
That's so true.
Yeah,
really
that
important.
But that's our charge today.
I got the name. I got it. But there's a lot of – I mean, I put it out there on social media. The feedback is phenomenal and abundant as well. Rooting for, rooting against, let's go. Crowley, what you rooting for? So, what you rooting for?
I am rooting for Malkin and Letang finishing their careers, retiring as Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't know that they're ever going to win the Stanley Cup again, but I think with those two, you continue to make the playoffs. It always left a bad taste in my mouth with Jágr not spending his entire career here, or really not even the majority of his career here, when it's all been said and done. I want those guys to be here forever.
Okay. All right.
I am rooting for, even though I said, I went out of my way to say we'll probably never see another Shohei Ohtani. He is a unicorn in his proficiency both at the plate and on the mound. I am rooting for the Pirates to keep after it for at least a little while longer with this Bubba Chandler guy. He's playing down in the Florida Complex League right now. He's got an OPS up over 1,100, like 8 at-bats. But he's smacking the ball all over the place. A couple dingers in there. He's started 3 games. Still has yet to give up an earned run in those 3 starts. So I'm rooting for them to keep after it, even though I don't think it's feasible at the major league level. Let this kid continue down the path of both pitching and hitting at the same time.
Is this a kid from Georgia?
I think so.
This is, you know, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the kids they gave a big bonus to.
If I'm not mistaken, he would, if where he lives,
mm-hmm.
like where Ben Roethlisberger's lake house is, you would go to that high school.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think he's one of the Oconees, like North Oconee or South Oconee.
That sounds like it might be right.
Yeah, that kid. He's the one that had, like, the mullet, right?
It says born in, high school, North Oconee, yeah. Bogart, Georgia.
I have been there, oddly enough. Oddly enough, I have been there. Anyway, what am I rooting for? Oh, I don't know if I'm rooting for the – I think I might be rooting for that meteor to hit us all right now. And here's why. Just end us, because we're ending ourselves. Taco Bell is testing a new menu item that with a beloved snack food, so they say, snack food. The experiment, a massive Cheez-It, which is 16 times the standard Cheez-It side, serves as the base for Taco Bell's new Cheez-It Tostada. The menu layers ground beef, sour cream, tomatoes, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on the cheesy cracker for $2.49. It's described as an abundantly cheesy and nostalgic, yet magically modern dining experience. I guess it's being offered at one restaurant right now in Irvine, California for the next 2 weeks. They're going to see how it goes, and then they might put it on. So it's a tostada, but the tostada shell is this gigantic Cheez-It.
So they're going to use, in the days of hyperinflation, you're going to give me all that, a giant Cheez-It and the meat and all the,
well,
for $2.50?
The meat comes out of a hose. I don't know how much meat.
That's my point.
Is there meat?
No, thanks.
Just have it hit us right now.
See, I am totally into this.
Of course.
As somebody that on the weekends might, you know,
then they're going to have a Cheez-It Crunchwrap for $4.29.
I've been called a cheesy cracker before.
Oh, no. We've lost our way if this is what we're eating. I mean, come on. Anyway, rooting against Crowley.
I am rooting against construction on my street. I'm not allowed to park in my driveway for the next 3 weeks.
It's your driveway.
I know.
What?
They are digging a 10-foot hole in front of everyone's driveway because there's something down there. I didn't read the sheet. My wife did.
Oh, you know what? Are they putting in those lamps, like night lights?
I couldn't tell you.
I wonder if they're putting in, like, lighting, night lighting.
It'll be great. We got to keep the streets of Mount Lebanon safe, I suppose. But I can't park my car there, so I'm rooting against it. I got to park, like, a mile away.
What? You got to like a completely different street?
That's right.
Good Lord.
Yeah, all right.
I'm rooting against, if you're a hockey fan, missing this unrivaled documentary. It's about the Red Wings Avalanche rivalry of the late 90s, very early 2000s. I watched it yesterday, and it's just I got all nostalgic because it reminded me of a lot of people, myself included, will complain about that era of hockey, clutching and grabbing and trapping, New Jersey Devils crap, all that. But that rivalry was as close as you could come to state-sanctioned, league-sanctioned homicidal violence as anything west of Penguins Flyers. And it was something to go back and watch all of that. The Lemieux hit on Draper, the fallout from it, what led up to it. It's a fantastic documentary. If you are a hockey fan, I highly root against you missing Unrivaled. It's on your ESPN outlets.
All right. I am rooting against the people that are speaking out and yelling and screaming and mad. They're mad online. Mad online about the new ACC football scheduling without letting it play its course one time. You know, I've looked at this, and what you get is you get 3 teams that you play every year. For Pitt, it's going to be BC, Syracuse, and Virginia Tech. So those are standards. Those are groups. They're going to be with Boston College, Syracuse, and Virginia Tech every year. And then you kind of fluctuate in the way that they figured it out with these 10 teams, 1 5 years, the next 5 years. Essentially, you are going to play every team in the ACC at least once in a four-year cycle. I like that because there have been kids that have played and gone all the way through the program that, like, never played Clemson. So you never played Florida State, that maybe will never have played Miami. That's what the college experience is for, even in these mega conferences. You're going to at least be afforded the opportunity to play every, if you stay 4 years, every team in the league. I like that. Give it a chance. I'm rooting against the people that are, this sucks, without even seeing how it works.
Yeah, I'll trade off seeing Wake Forest a couple more times in exchange for getting more Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah, I agree. I just give it a chance. Give it a chance. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. You're right. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Weather, sunny, hot, 91 for a high. Possible thunderstorm, 88 tomorrow.
That's the weather.
Sure is the weather. QC Kinetics, they are there for you, and they're here for you right here in Western Pennsylvania. Got that joint pain, and it absolutely stinks. You know, it's just no good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.